There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You need to become a Saints Happy Hour patron. It's best Saints podcast and community in the world. You get every podcast without no commercials, early access to special episodes, and patron-only perks. You get to talk to my dad on Discord, and you get cool swag box delivered to your house. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
That's the best commercial ever.
People said some hurtful things last week about my mock draft. I hope you people bring that same cruel energy for Dave tonight. Thomas, hit that intro.
Welcome to the award-winning Saints Happy Hour podcast. Seriously, this podcast has won awards. American standards are dropping every day. The show features Ralph, the best host in the world, who can barely pronounce his own name, much less anyone else's.
Marcus Calloway.
Dave is that dude who loves taking bathroom breaks. He's mad about almost anything, so make sure to lower your volume when he speaks.
Put that freaking clown meme back up that I made. Jesus Christ.
Andrew has sources, watches tapes, and knows football. He rarely shows up on time and wants to commit crimes to help the Saints win.
Sean Payton would have done illegal things. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because you know it's true.
Oh, and there's also Kevin, who is great at doing mock drafts, but struggles to actually watch Saints games or have a functioning relationship.
Budrich wants to know how the doctor's doing.
That ended.
Anyway, grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the insanity.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. I'm Rob Marlboro. I'm joined by Dave, Kevin, Andrew. Also, hello to everybody watching on Twitch on the live stream right now. I see Allocution Texas. I see Jason Champagne, Nikolai, Aldi Mourinho, Nola Fredo, your boy Allen, Jerry, all the regulars, Butterich. Thanks, guys, for joining in on the chat. On tonight's show, we're going to do our second mock draft of the season. Dave is going to give us his mock draft a week late, but maybe he'll finally make up for getting the Kai Harley story wrong, plus trivia and your questions. Before we start, remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcast. And I also have to mention about our MVP contest. If we reach $100 in donations tonight, the MVP will choose which mini bar bottle from my gigantic mini bar bottle booze collection I'm going to poison myself with. Consider donating via Stream Elements by typing in !donate in the chat and click on the link that appears. Twitch takes about 50% of the cut when you donate bits. So when you do this, you spend less money. It's easier and cheaper to get me drunk. It's a win-win. Even Andrew can do it. Plus, remember, text-to-speech donation, the best $20 you can spend on the internet. Thomas, do we have an MVP leader yet?
Yes, sir. Nikolai is in the lead. Thanks for subscribing for free with Twitch Prime with donation message. Damn, you all been on Twitch for 17 months now. Doesn't feel that long.
It doesn't. Thank you, guys. So the two I'm going to drink tonight, I still got the Dr.
Speak for yourself, Thomas.
I got the Dr. McGillicuddy one still. But Monadula, we celebrated his son being born, Tiberius. He wanted me to drink this, but I couldn't find it, and I found it. It's called Sal Maria.
No, that's not what it's called. You added an A to it, I think.
Sal Maria.
Salmari.
It looks disgusting.
It's a shocker that Ralph would mispronounce something difficult.
That's right, yeah.
Salmari. It's described as a dark, intense salmiak liqueur with a refined premium taste, which tells you absolutely nothing. It has a refined premium taste. That's so descriptive. The ingredients are water, alcohol, sugar, and salmiak. What the hell is salmiak? The impression I get is that this is like a licorice type drink. Yeah. So I think it's only 25% alcohol.
Oh, that's
and it's available in many, many places all over the Netherlands, according to their website.
That's lame. I'm drinking tonight. I'm drinking Ocean Blue Calypso Lemonade and Hard Hide Strawberry Whiskey. It's amazing.
God, Calypso Blue? Is the lemonade actually blue?
Yeah. I'm drinking Whistle Pig.
Yeah. Dave?
Kevin's on a weight loss journey, so he's eating chicken and having water.
Actually, no. I'm eating protein waffles.
Okay.
Oh God, that
24 grams of protein in these bad boys right
that's
here.
Towns.
Wow, that's packing a lot of protein. I'm currently going to finish up a Bermuda rum swizzle, originally made at the Swizzle Inn in Bermuda? You're in a country, but you're on an island. How does that work?
I think it's in Bermuda.
I agree. But I am from Long Island, and you would always say on Long Island. You would never, ever say in Long Island.
Yeah.
But it's not a country, right?
I want to say hi to Hudek Golfer. He won last week, and he got to write on the board. My wife did a lovely job of writing. But she wrote too small. He's at Augusta. So we wrote gone to Augusta. Who that golfer got lucky, and he's doing a practice round at Augusta today.
Wait, wow. What? Okay, hold on. First of all, let's clarify. Who that golfer is not playing in the practice
round. He's walking around.
He's attending the practice round. Mm-hmm. And second of all, seriously, that guy, he won the lottery and got tickets?
Yeah, his
God. That's like one of those, congratulations, fuck you.
Yeah. So,
so many people I know are at Augusta. I have never been. It's like my dream. I'm wearing an Augusta shirt today in honor of the Masters.
I know a decent amount of people that are there also.
Of course, yeah. I know, but I've never been.
My favorite thing about Augusta is they have so much money. They just are like, we charge $2 for every food item in here.
Yeah.
Because we have so much money, we don't even need all you rich people, all you rich people's money. We don't even need it.
Has it gotten easier to get into Augusta?
No, it's still a lottery thing. It's still a lottery thing.
So
I know a guy who played Augusta like last Tuesday. Wow. He knew a guy and he got to play Augusta. They were taking a dying friend out as like a one last hurrah thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
One thing before we start to refresh your memory, Thomas, play this clip.
Oh, damn. You got me.
I caught you off guard.
Yeah.
Dennis Allen only has 1 year, okay? Dennis Allen, this has to work. It's another Marcus Davenport and Peyton Turner. Just fucking pile them up on top of him. Like, I swear to God, we're building a fucking altar. We're building some kind of shrine to fucking loser injured players. I don't know.
It's not.
I swear.
It's not.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope to fucking Christ. Stop interrupting. Let's spend 2 draft picks to draft a guy who's already proven himself to suck and not be able to play in this league. I don't get this thinking. I don't understand this.
I don't think that the guy
has already proven himself to suck.
Seasons.
I would rather take a flyer on a guy that we don't know anything about than the guy that we already know.
I've had enough. I've had enough. So we heard many of you hated.
It was bad enough the first time. Yeah, why are we listening to this again?
We heard many of you hated that version of Angry Dave to a point that some even turned off that episode. Well, guess what? Now we have the perfect solution. We give you an option to mute Dave or any of us, even me.
Oh, okay.
5 minutes. And no, Dave, you can't go to the bathroom while you're muted. That is illegal. You're going to have to sit for the entire duration as a punishment. That's what we call it, the mime mode. Since you're still able to communicate with us via sign language. Actually, you know what, Thomas? Mute Dave now so people know we're serious. Just continue to talk, Dave. And we just mute his ass. See, Dave, he can write. He can give us the one finger salute. Because it's a big interference into the show, turning on the mime mode, and you want to do it to any of us, it'll cost you $50. But don't hesitate. Be a hero, and I'm sure many of us will thank you. I know Andrew will when Dave just has to rant into the ether and we can't hear him. This was your idea, Andrew.
Yeah,
Andrew.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. The Dave mute thing. Like, go ahead and talk real quick, Dave. What was that? Did you want to say something? Is that? Oh, sorry, we can't hear you. Thomas, you've finally done it. I am indebted to you.
You got to unmute Dave because it's Dave. Dave's mock.
Why?
Because it's his mock draft.
5 minutes, man.
Yeah.
5 minutes. That's
punitive.
5 minutes seems excessive. I mean, listen, man.
Like, I would say, like,
you know, Kevin.
No,
be a man.
Like hockey, I would say two minute major.
It's 5 minutes, man. I make the rules.
No. We can't because we don't have any topics. He's a mock draft. Unmute him, Thomas.
I was kidding.
so we got to unmute Dave because it's your draft, Dave. And you. I think you like fomented people in the Discord. People were aghast at my mock draft last week. They were my RAS scores were low. They were just horrified. I traded up. Like, they were completely horrified. I hope you're ready, locked and loaded. You paid attention to Raz and all that. Are you ready to get raked over the coals tonight with your mock draft?
If you think that you're going to fucking mute me and have a whole conversation and unmute me after that conversation and I'm not going to go back to that conversation.
It's even funnier because when the clock stopped to unmute you, the clock read 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
No, yeah. I know. I don't get it. I think that this is funny and all, but I think you're going to have a real problem, Mike, if somebody just ponies up $50 to mute me in the middle of this mock draft that I'm supposed to be doing. That's not going to make for good podcasting audio.
Does Regina listen? Does your mom listen?
Yeah, my mom listens.
Is she on the live stream? I'll go halvesies, Miss Regina. I'll go halvesies.
And two, I feel like this podcast is about to make a lot of money from ourselves. because I can see myself ponying up $50. I would have paid $50 just to shut Kevin up before this podcast.
You can't even mute
when he was talking
guys.
About Dune.
The behind the scenes this week is either you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. You're probably
going to hate it.
It's something.
And by the way, and this is news to me. Like, this is Ralph just dropped this on me. Like,
I got to say real quick about Dune. I had never seen the first movie.
I knew
nothing about it. And I was on spring break this week. And one day when we were in Hilton Head, it was pouring rain. And so everyone was like, let's go to the movie. And the kids all wanted to see Dune too. So I went in with no knowledge of the first movie, no idea what this was. I just went and saw Dune 2. Man, it was awesome. It was epic. It was so good.
All right, well, don't spoil it for Kevin.
So he hasn't read the book yet. The first thing I did after going to that movie was that night watched the first one on a streaming device because I was like, oh, this is great. So I'm like all in now. I really enjoyed it.
Good.
Dune, my brother's husband described it because my brother loves Dune. My brother's husband described it as Star Wars on a beach.
That's pretty good. I will say the first one was not nearly as good as the second in my
opinion. It moves a lot slower.
Yeah, and I feel like the first one was a lot of, like, setting up.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, kind of like the rules of engagement and how things go. And then two is just like, all right, now that we've set the stage, boom, we're going to be epic here.
Hey, Tomas, you've got the gif now of Dave making those exaggerated faces there for the future YouTube still.
Should we mute Dave again, even though we're the ones being annoying?
So right. You know we're deep in the heart of the Saints. We're in draft season. We shouldn't be talking about Dune. We're in draft season. So Dave,
now, to answer your original question, when you wanted to segue into the draft, I actually totally forgot about RAS score.
So did I. That was a problem last week.
I was like halfway through the draft, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be doing everything by Raz.
You got to do Raz.
But I did do, like, so at the end of the draft, you know, we talked about this last week. Ralph, you got a C-plus grade on your draft. Do you want me to tell you what I got ahead of time?
Hey, don't
or you
spoil
wait
it, man.
End?
Don't spoil it.
You want to wait?
I mean,
don't spoil
Andrew,
a D minus,
Kevin. Like a C plus for mine. That's like a in the real world. That's like an F, right?
for the.
I mean, you have to try. You have to really go out of your way to get a C+.
I went. I did. I went. I'm. I wish.
And honestly, PFF was being generous with you.
I should have. I wish Andrew would have listened to it last week on while he was on spring break. Or I should have sent it to Andrew just to make him mad.
Hey Kevin, let me tell you a little secret. Ralph lied. He didn't use PFF last week.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah.
We revealed it
in the behind the scenes, Ralph. We revealed it. Come on, man.
That's right. I forgot about that. I mean, the thing is, Dave, you didn't get your homework in time.
Dave was late, so
I had to scramble. So, Dave, let's get all started. Right, Dave, you're on pick 14. Get us started on this mantra.
I'm on pick 14.
Thank you, Romeo Bra.
Yes, at pick Romeo 12. Bra. At pick 12 is the Denver Broncos and Sean Payton. So I thought, maybe they might want to trade up. Maybe we could trade up two spots.
We
don't have to give up too much. That seems like something the Saints would do. Sean Payton seems like Sean Payton doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would trade down.
You think Payton is trading down though?
Yeah. No, I know that's the only non-believable part of this. But so I was going to trade the 14th for the 12th, and I was also going to give Amara 175th pick. PFF gave this like an 86% chance of being accepted. But it did not get accepted.
What?
That's realistic. Sean Payton probably hung up the phone.
Sean Payton gave us the middle finger on prison.
He did. So I stayed put at 14. And on the board at 14 are Olu Fashanu, offensive tackle, Brock Bowers, tight end, Troy Fatanu, offensive tackle, and Byron Murphy, the second offensive tackle.
See, okay, so let me just say real quick, I've been doing a lot of mocks, and this is the scenario. Mm-hmm. This one pretty much exactly where I'm very interested in hearing where Dave goes here, because I'm always tempted by Brock Bowers. Like, I'm always ooh man, best tight end in the draft.
Yep.
Derek Carr loves tight ends. It would be so fun. But that would be like bordering on malpractice, just completely ignoring the reality of the Saints tackle situation. Yeah. And you got two really good ones up there. So anyway.
Kevin, can Brock Bowers, can he block?
You, Dave, go ahead.
Brock Bowers block?
He can, supposedly he can block.
Okay, because that's what he'll be doing a lot of.
He's so good that he can play tackle.
Yeah.
Right. Kevin's not a fan of Brock Bowers, but where I'm going with this is he was the highest rated guy on the board for the 14th spot. This was supposed to be a good value. I don't even know what his RAS is, but yeah, I took Brock Bowers.
Come on, man! You gotta let.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus Christ!
Sorry. I'll remember for the next.
If you fucked it up already,
mute him.
Jesus.
Yeah, if you mute me, that would be
pass fun. Around the hat, kids, and get Dave muted.
Jesus,
do the pick, Thomas. Goddamn,
Jesus.
We have to listen to Thomas and New Orleans.
Four NFL drafts. The New Orleans Saints selects Brock Bowers, tight end from Georgia.
Here's my thing with
What's his RAS?
I don't think he has one.
He doesn't have it because he didn't work out. Here's my thing with Brock Bowers, Andrew, is you better trust Clint Kubiak completely, because I think Brock Bowers, he's the kind of guy, if he goes to the wrong team with like a mediocre offensive coordinator or scheme and they don't really know how to use him, in 3 years he'll be a nobody and just be like a 30 catch nothing tight end. Like, you better trust Kubiak knows what the hell he's doing, because I think like Brock Bowers, he could be really special, but he's not a guy that's so amazing, he's going to be good. Where, like, Chris Olave, I believe wherever you put him, he would be a really good receiver. Yeah. I don't believe that with Brock Bowers. Like, you better have a really good offensive coordinator. You better have a really good scheme. I don't believe he's like bulletproof.
Well, I'd like to think that if this offensive coordinator the Saints just acquired is worth his salt at all, he's going to find a way to make this rookie pretty good, right?
Yeah. I like it. I, you know, look, this is, I think this is what the Saints need. They need some, if he's as good as he is, they could use him in the red zone. They need,
all right,
help.
I know
they need offensive tackles, and I believe in take best guy available, even if you,
Kevin,
don't
how
him,
often
take
wait,
him,
hold,
you don't
hold
need
on,
him,
on,
trade
on,
him
on.
Trade him for something else.
So Dave, I guess we'll see what you do with the rest of this draft, but let's go a step before the draft. Are you bringing back Andrews Pete? Like, is there anything you're doing to kind of mitigate this pick?
No, let's get to the rest of the draft.
So who are your tackles? You going Penning and Landon Young?
Let's get to the rest of the draft. I don't even remember who I drafted, but let's just get to the rest of the draft.
So, Kevin, how often in your mocks that you do, Kevin, every day, how often is Brock Bowers there? Like 50-50, 70-30? 14? Yeah.
I'll just enter one right now. Brock Bowers is typically gone.
At 14?
He's typically gone by pick 10.
Dave, you cheated.
Wow. He's typically gone.
He asked you what percentage, what percentage of the time is he available at 14?
If you wanted me to guesstimate, I'd probably say under 20% of the time.
Okay. So this is like a, this is a rare, this is a semi-unicorn situation.
Too bad. Too good to pass up situation.
Yeah.
If he falls to 14 and you want to say, oh my God, this guy is so good. Yeah, too good to pass up.
The fun about Brock Bowers getting picked by the Saints at 14, the news that would leak, I think, on Friday morning of the teams that tried to trade up and what they offered the Saints to get Brock Bowers at 14 and Mickey Loomis told them no, I think it would drive Kevin insane. So that could be really funny. I think you would have Cincinnati, the Rams. I think you would have a bunch of teams offering the Saints probably another top 100 pick to move down 5-6 spots to get Brock Bowers. And of course, Mickey Loomis would tell them no. But to Andrew's point, Dave, your tackle situation is worse than my limp and my bad arm. Like, that's the combo you have at tackle now. And you better get that fixed. So what do you got at 45 for us? What are our options?
Dave?
Oh, deception! Oh, deception!
Oh, that's good.
Matt Ryan!
It was very complicated.
Shut up, Dave.
Damn, Hatchet John is back, 28-3. Not enough to mute Dave, though.
but Dave muted himself. So Dave, what do you got? What are the options at 45? Can Dave hear us?
Dave,
are you there?
Dave muted himself.
Did he mute himself?
Dave,
wait, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What do you got?
We don't even need to mute Dave. He mutes himself.
No, you don't. I had more audio issues. I did want to just go back to the Brock Bowers thing and say I agreed with all of you guys. Like, it is a kind of a unicorn situation. And do I think that that's who the Saints would draft? No, I honestly think the Saints would go more for need. And probably maybe reach for a guy and whiff on it. I would rather see them just take maybe a guy who's supposed to be more of a sure thing, even if they don't necessarily need him. Anyway.
But the tackles, the two tackles wouldn't be reaches, right? You just decided to take a guy that was a value pick, but
they wouldn't be reaches, but this is, he's a better value. He's just, you're getting a top 10 guy potentially.
All right, let's go to the next.
What do we get? Ooh.
Whew, this is delicious. I just poured a glass of Ripe in the Machine. Great Notion Parish Brewing Collab. It smells of delicious.
So what do we get?
We are now at 45. We're staying put. We have on the board available, some fans are going to like this, we have Bo Nix.
Oh my God, no.
We have center Zach Frazier. We have cornerback TJ Tampa. And we have cornerback Mike Sanristel.
All right, I'm going to say something.
None of these guys have really great RAS scores, the highest being Zach Frazier, center, at 7.67.
No,
8.45 for cornerback.
These don't seem like, I feel like you should not pick these guys.
I asked if I could shake it up again and roll it and see if I got new things, but I wouldn't let me do
it. This is a no fly zone. These Razzes are like, this is a no fly. This is no Razz zone Dave. For the Saints. I mean, you look, the Saints, if you don't got enough, Andrew, tell me if I'm wrong. If you're not a nine, like the Saints, they're not even giving you the time.
Well, I guess except quarterback, right? Because they took, what was the Notre Dame guy? I'm blanking on his name.
Saldivar?
Ian Book.
They took Book, and then they took Jake Haner. So, I don't know. I feel like Nick's is, of the options you presented me here, I would take Nick's.
Here's the funny thing. Here's the funny thing. Of those four options, I would honestly take TJ Tampa.
Yeah, why is that?
And I know he's got the lowest Razz out of the...
Do you think he plays a good Tampa too, Kevin?
First of all, TJ Tampa, I feel like is a porn star.
He's just Tampa 1.
TJ Tampa is a porn star name.
Here's the thing.
That's like where all that stuff is filmed, is in Tampa.
Bo Nix
is
also a porn
star. It's like your dad's nickname in the first city you ever got drunk in. That's your porn name.
That shit's filmed in
TJ Tampa.
The thing about
if TJ Tampa picks off Baker Mayfield, we could get some good jokes out of that.
Yeah.
So, Sane Reese still? The thing about him is he's 5'10".
Miss me with that.
No chance.
I do not want a 5'10" cornerback.
Oh boy.
Unless his Razz was like 9.9 and he was faster than Barry Allen himself.
Your Razz includes height. So there's
he's got an 8.
Couldn't possibly be that high. If
he's got an 8.45.
He must have something on a Razz that's like a 10. And that would really balance it out.
TJ Tampa, meanwhile, is 6'2". Weighs 200 pounds. He's played all three every game for the last three seasons. You know, like, the opposing passer rating in his sophomore year was pretty bad.
He must be really slow.
But he got a lot better in his junior and senior years. Mm-hmm. So, I like him.
He likes it.
No. If the Saints go Brock Bowers, if you go Brock Bowers, Bo Nix, Dave, I swear to God.
Throw him in the imaginary Hague.
I mean, good thing you drafted Bo Nix, because he's going to be playing, because Derek Carr is going to be dead by October 1st. Who you got, Dave? Who'd you pick? Thomas, tell us the pick.
No, I don't get to say, remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's announce the pick.
The 45th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. The New Orleans Saints select TJ Tampa, cornerback from Iowa State.
Good job, Kevin. I see you've done the same research I did.
It'll never happen. He's Razz poverty, Andrew. Yeah. It'll never happen. But
out of all those guys, no, I Kevin's onto it. Out of all those guys, and look, you're right. That was a crappy lot of guys. That was like all of the other puppies got picked, and this was the runt. These were all the runts that were left. No offense. I think TJ Tampa was the pick there. I think that was the
right pick. I officially hate this draft. Can we mute
here's the thing, though, and I want Andrew, you hate the draft because you hate the Razz. But if the corner at 45 is an option, not TJ Tampa, because his Razz is
maybe address your earlier question, maybe we can trade Marshon Lattimore now for a tackle.
Yeah, you can do it in August. You can't do it before the draft because the cap hits like $40 billion.
Maybe we can see one of those rare player.
Tara Reid says this draft is chaos. But Andrew and Kevin, y'all are doing all these mocks. Like, corner at 45 for the Saints is not out of the question.
It's not. I mean, obviously, there's the whole Lattimore ordeal and just knowing what plays out there. The second pick being corner starts to make a whole lot more sense if he's traded.
If you know for sure you're getting rid of Lattimore, or if you are very sure that you are going to try and move him, then sure, a corner at 45 makes sense.
I do. So,
but grabbing a tackle ahead of that is paramount. Like, honestly, in terms of need.
Right. I mean, Lou Hedley is your backup right tackle right now. So that's why I hate this draft.
I mean, this draft, the Saints are going to have to give like Becton or one of these trash tackles that are left. Like, they're going to have to pay them the day after, the Monday after the draft. I mean,
did Dave get a job yet?
He has not. Dave, this draft, I feel like, is you just hate Derek Carr and you're just trying to get him hurt. Like, that's is this like
maybe
I don't know. I feel like Carr does love a good tight end, though.
Yeah, he does.
He'll love him blocking when they play two of them and he says to stay in and keep him upright. I mean, the other point I want to ask is, and Kevin, I want to ask you this because it'll just make you boil and angry, but Dave and Andrew, the Saints, like, they're not making all these fifth round picks, right? Like, they're Andrew left, but Dave, they're packaging some of these, right? Like, there's no way.
Yes. Absolutely. They are definitely.
Yeah. The people in the chat say Detroit needs a corner, and Jason Champagne brings up a point. Fisk is a defensive tackle that people love. And listen, Pete is still unsigned. Dave, this draft.
Fisk or Fisky?
Oh, that's a good question, Thomas. Somebody looked that up. This draft is your Sistine Chapel if your two objectives are to get Derek Carr killed and to get Dennis Allen fired. Like, if
you're Sistine Chapel, if you're fucking blind.
No, Kevin, if his objective,
if you're painting with your teeth,
if his objective is to get DA fired, it's the Sistine Chapel draft.
Like, that's what's going to happen.
My objective with this draft was to draft the best players that were available at the time. Okay, it's not up to me to, if I'm Mickey Loomis or Kai Harley, it's not up to me what I'm going to do with those guys. Like, look, I have no problem, and if I need to go and find a new coach who can use the guys, the great players that I've drafted, then I might have to do that.
I just
or a new quarterback. If I got to go find a new quarterback, fine. But I don't know. When the Saints draft for need is when they're at their worst, and I feel like when they're at their best. That's when they're drafting just for shits and giggles. I mean, I think about all the great draft picks. Marcus Colston, that wasn't a need. They took a flyer. Alvin Kamara, he's kind of a fourth round guy. Obviously, all the undrafted guys. And you talk about all the first round guys. I mean, how many of them hit compared to how many of them were just
Here's the thing, though, Dave. It's been a really, really long time. Well, maybe 2022, they needed a receiver with Olave. But even that I can't remember a time where the Saints have needed a position as badly as they need an offensive tackle in this draft. And you're just like, I don't care. I'm drafting. I'm going best player available. You are pushing DA to be the defensive coordinator of the Eagles in 2025 so hard. Like, it's incredible.
All right. Next up, right?
We're not even halfway done. We picked 150.
We got four more picks.
Go ahead.
Yeah, want you guys to know that I have now switched to a little Chateauneuf du Pape.
Oh yeah.
You need to drink all of that to make sense out of this.
Make your draft make sense. So what do we got?
Pick 150.
150. What do we got? What do we got, Thomas?
What round is this? Fifth?
Yeah.
Okay,
so again, like, we got Xavier Thomas, a defensive end.
Tyrone Tracy Jr.
Yeah.
Tyrone Tracy Jr., wide receiver. Trevor Keegan, guard. And Kamal Haddon, cornerback. Got some good Razzes on here. We've got a 9.19 Razz from Keegan, the guard. We got a 9.78 Raz from Tyrone Tracy, the wide receiver.
Well, at least if you pick the guard, at least you would sort of address offensive line, kind of. Not a tackle. I hope you go the whole way and don't pick a tackle. And we could call this Thomas. We could call this. You can make the graphic. You can have Derek Carr, the Green Bay game when he looks like he's dead. You can use that as the image. And you can have the death to Derek Carr draft. That can be the graphic. I hope you don't pick a tackle. I hope you don't pick any offensive line, Dave. Andrew, any thoughts on these players? Have you been doing a ton of mocks?
Take another drink of wine.
I know the Tennessee guy. I've seen him play just from watching the SEC. Mm-hmm. He's fine. I don't know this receiver with a 9.78 RAS. I'm not going to even pretend I've ever seen film on him, but we could use a possession receiver.
We could use an edge rusher too. No.
I like Clemson. You hit with Brissy last year. Go Clemson again.
Out of those four guys. So hang on. Let me check something on Trevor Keegan, though, because.
Who you like, Kevin? Tell me who you like.
Yeah, because I got to fit. Hang on. So where's Trevor Keegan?
Was he on our all injury report podcast, Kevin?
I don't
think so.
Great.
I don't think so. Let me see. Oh, first look. No, I don't think so. Because I don't see any.
Yeah, Butters is saying Tyrone Tracy is a running back. Still, though, 9.8 RAS is strong.
Yeah, there's no mention. No, actually, Keegan's draft stock is going up on the mocks. Yeah, he is just listed as a guard. He's 6'6 and 320 pounds. So
I like that.
Like, he would fill a need, but I want to see what Xavier Tracy.
Xavier Thomas.
Xavier Thomas, sorry, Xavier Tracy. I don't know where I got
you
that
merged,
from.
You did a Ralph there. You merged two.
Yeah, you definitely Ralphed.
Yeah. Yeah, see, Xavier Thomas, the mock, that the trend on him is now up too.
Ooh.
Slightly undersized at 6'2".
Oh, that's okay.
You look at the needs here. It's like you've either got an injured Cameron Jordan. Question mark with Chase Young. And then you got Granderson, who's a year older, and Peyton Turner, who, you know, God only knows if he's ever going to put two and two together. And then you look at the guard situation, and it's James Hurst and Cesar Ruiz.
I mean, it's disaster.
It's disaster.
The
problem is, we should have taken a tackle. We should have
done a lot of things, Kevin.
Or we should have traded down at that situation and auctioned Brock Bowers off.
This draft is full of regrets.
Well, they wouldn't. You know they wouldn't entertain any Brock Bowers offers. Like I would have done that.
Based on this, that
would never happen.
Based on this, I'm going to say Trevor Keegan. Okay. He's got a higher RAS.
He's got an Irish last name.
That's right.
He's got more. There's more risk. There's more risk with the O-line, or there's more help needed at the O-line. So I'm saying Trevor Keegan.
Okay, but
feel about drafting a good Irish lad like Keegan?
I think Keegan, is Keegan a Scottish name?
I don't know.
It sounds Irish.
Keegan.
Wait, now if the Saints didn't have a need at any position, who would you take out of these four people?
Tracy, because he's got the delicious Raz.
Also, I don't know if this is an Irish name. Tyrone Tracy played running back. He played receiver at Purdue right up until last year, and then his final season as a senior, he played running back. So, for what that's worth, but I'm looking at Tyrone Tracy. I'm looking at his write-up right now, and one of the first adjectives. I don't know if this changes anything for you, Dave, but one of the first descriptors for Tracy that I read is that he's bendy.
No,
he's bendy.
I didn't see that article beforehand, or did I?
All right, let's make the pick, Thomas.
All right, let's go, Thomas.
What do you mean, Thomas? Commissioner Goodell.
Commissioner Goodell. Apologies.
Polish Roger Goodell.
With the 150th pick of the 2024 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Xavier Thomas, defensive end from Clemson.
Well, at least you finally filled a goddamn need, Dave. I'll give you that.
Congratulations. With a midget defensive end. Awesome.
Another value need. Yeah, but you know what? This guy's going to work out because we drafted him in the fifth round, not the first round. Okay? So we got that going for us. And I don't think he's injured all the time, so maybe we got that too.
Yeah, in the chat, people are saying Dave said "fuck your quarterback." sorry, but Andrew, to your point about the Saints have said or Jeff Ireland has intimated that maybe they'll change the defensive end prototype. If this happened, it would be that. Or do you just think the Saints are lying that they're never?
No. His RAS is pretty high. I mean, he's in the eights, and I suspect
without the height.
His RAS tanked because of the height.
Right.
So, you know, I think they would make an exception for an edge guy if he was very quick sideline to sideline and, you know, so, yeah. So
not injured all the time. Actually plays in games. Maybe,
was this guy productive? Did he actually have sacks? Kevin, why don't you look that up for us?
Yeah, let me find that. Xavier Towns.
What do you mean, Kevin? You should ask Dave. That's his draft.
I assume Dave has no idea.
So sacks, he had 5 in 2021, 2 in 2022, and then 4 in 2023.
Not great, Bob. Not great.
So he is okay, not productive at all.
Here's the thing. He played in 12 games in 2021 and 2023. He only played in 3 games in 2022.
Oh, he's
so
born.
Take a look.
He's a born saint. He's an injured defensive lineman.
Let me take a look at his season in 2022 here and see if I can find anything.
I mean, shoot, an injured defensive end that can't get sacks. We already got Peyton Turner for that.
I mean, that's like
we
got Peyton Turner at home, Dave. What do you need?
This draft sucks.
I mean, I'm feeling better about my draft.
I know I was on vacation last week and I didn't see whatever happened, but there is no way Kevin's draft was worse than this. No chance. Yeah,
Ralph's draft.
I fixed tackle.
Okay, I think there's a way his draft was worse.
By the way, I just want to say I haven't told you any of the other grades or the overall grade, but this pick got an A+ from PFF.
So not happy.
So and this is my highest graded pick.
So thank you, purveyor of awesome.
So PFF disagrees.
This guy
with all
played. Of it. This guy has played 6 seasons.
Yeah, he's 24 years old. He remember when Dennis Allen said they wanted a veteran presence? This guy's a veteran presence. He's a veteran rookie.
Yeah, I'm sure by the time the draft occurs or by the time the season starts, he'll be able to rent a car legally.
He's getting Social Security. I mean,
Xavier Bone.
Jesus. I thank you, Purveyor of Awesome. He says, your draft, Ralph, looks like 2017 compared to this.
Deception! Ryan!
Dave's draft is dumb.
Damn, Hatchet Johnson, 28.3. Only 20 buckaroos away.
So I got it. 2 years ago, he injured his foot and missed at least 6 weeks with foot surgery.
Well, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. 6 weeks.
Hurt himself during a scrimmage.
I mean, it's like.
All right. Well, look, you all are going to look stupid when my next pick comes up.
Jason Champion.
Yeah, great. I look forward to it, Dave.
Thomas.
You guys are going to look dumb.
All right, let's go. What's the next one?
XFL via Thomas. Jason Champagne in the chat. Wow.
So what's the next possibility?
Let me do
Thomas.
A quick donation update before because I didn't have a time to do that. Hatchet John is in the lead, 66.6 buckaroos.
Thank you,
second
Hatchet
place,
John.
Nikolai with 5 buckaroos. Jason Champagne also with 5. And Budrich with 2. We are less than 20 bucks away.
I'm just saying.
From Ralph drinking probably Salmiak. Damn, nice beanie, Kevin.
Yeah,
thank you.
Great. So what's our next?
Is my color.
All right, what do we got?
We are now at pick 168. These are all the comp picks, right?
That's right.
We are 168.
Oh,
we have 170.
Interception! Oh. Matt Ryan!
Dave's draft did not sound like this on his phone.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Well done. Well done.
Well done from the top row.
Well done.
I got to play also this.
Why is that quality so terrible? It does not sound like that on my phone.
Your boy Allen, 20.3.
Your boy.
Taking us
I know this
over
is only 25% volume by.
But what does it smell like? Does it smell like licorice?
Oh, it does. Oh, I hate licorice. And I,
hey, wait, do we want that drink or not? Us catch a job.
He just opened it, so it's too late now. Yeah, do that one because then McGillicuddy's is terrible. Like following it after that.
Oh,
I think
that's
the ideal. I think that's a good combo. I think that's a winning combo. There it goes. Glug, glug, glug.
Oh!
Ooh.
Oh!
Ooh. Yikes.
Is it like terrible Jaeger? Does it taste like
Jaeger? It was like thick going in.
Come on! Check the timestamp on that.
Yeah, that's what she said.
God. That's horrible. I mean, it was really hard going down because it was like
that's what she said.
It was like I don't even know like the texture. Like I wouldn't say like a milkshake. It was like
I have something you could compare it to. Maybe I don't know. You might know. I don't know. Maybe
I don't know.
If you come, you best. Come
you know
hard.
What it tastes.
There you go.
I would.
There it is. That's why we've had that soundbite.
Wait, we've been waiting for that. It's been in the
give
put that
me
one
the
in the
rating,
holster.
Man.
I would say an 8.
Oh, 8.
It was really gross going down. Like I was. It was. Monadula. This was just. This was disgusting.
Shout out to Monadula.
But, hey, Sally, asleep. I need assistance. Like usually, Dave, I can just open my throat and like it's down. That
That's
one,
what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
And it just it didn't happen. This one didn't happen.
The worst is that it's like a reflex. I don't even mean to say it, and it's just it's jammed.
You just can't.
Please, you have to clip. I just open my throat and boom, it goes down. Like that has to be a new sound.
This whole thing, you are literally like like a minor. You are just it's all the gems in here.
When we do the sound drop bracket in June, this episode tonight's gonna have its own. Side of the it's going to be its own bracket.
Can we go back to Dave's shitty ass?
Yeah,
draft.
Let's go back to my draft and let me show you why you guys are total morons.
What do you mean shitty? He pointed it with.
All right, so we're at pick 168.
Nailed it.
We are at pick 168. We are 18 picks later, and guess who is still there? Trevor Keegan, the guy that you wanted to draft 18 picks earlier and overpay for because you guys are idiots.
Overpay.
Whatever. You guys are idiots. Okay. Tyrone Tracy Jr. still available. Wide receiver, maybe a running back. We don't know. Thomas has no idea. Trevor Keegan, guard, 9.19 RAS. Kamal Haddon, cornerback, 7.48. Those three guys were all there last time. Bo Braid, safety, 5.38.
Well, you're picking now, again in two picks, so you got
to adding to the
these
mix.
Guys will still be there. Maybe you're stupid to take Keegan this time because he'll be available in two picks.
Maybe.
Hey, Kevin, how angry do you think Clint Kubiak would be if this draft actually happened? Do you think he would quit on the spot? Would he be like, if you don't pick an offensive lineman?
We got you, Brock Bowers, Kubiak. Shut the F up, okay?
I think Clint Kubiak would.
He's having
you know
regrets.
What, I'm not gonna,
no,
make
Clint Kubiak cannot. If Clint Kubiak complains, I would say, Clint, we spent our first round draft pick. We went over a tackle and we got Brock Bowers for you. Shut up.
Kubiak's pissed, and DA goes, I have two words for you.
DA says, oh, I'm so sorry.
Suck it long, suck it hard.
This feels so good. That, yeah, he would never.
DA says, I have two words for you. Sal Diveri.
All right, Thomas, make the pick.
Make the pick, he says, and the pick I will make. I mean, Dave. With the 168th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Trevor Keegan.
There you go. You got your freaking offensive lineman.
I
look at him.
And
he's
I believe he can. Oh. Hold on. I looked this up. I believe he can play tackle. So I was thinking maybe we can move him around.
That dude, great. That dude is definitely a cow.
Guys, are we not considering the fact that his first name is Trevor, and he's an offensive lineman with a high RAS?
Yeah,
does not scare us.
We haven't learned a damn thing.
You know what?
We haven't learned
anything. If you have a chance to not draft a tackle, specifically a tackle, if you have a chance to blow picking a tackle for the first 167 picks until you get the opportunity to draft a guard who might be able to play tackle, you got to take that. You got to grab the bull by the horns at that point.
Kevin, this is a no-brainer. This was a no-brainer.
I mean,
I didn't even really make the pick so much as the pick made itself.
He's a Michigan man.
I mean, honestly, this draft sucks so hard that unless Brock Bowers is Jimmy Graham on steroids,
disaster.
This is a disaster.
Brother, let me tell you something. He has one final pick to make.
I have two picks.
Oh, okay. We're not even done, and this draft sucks so bad it's already won an AVN award.
This draft makes me want to put a futures bet on Mike Vrabel, Saints head coach.
Did they win the AVN award because of TJ Tampa?
I mean, the Saints have gotten worse somehow in this draft. I feel like I don't know how they've been poor players. So what's the final pick, Thomas?
Anybody available with the last name Atlanta or Carolina? This next pick?
It's not the
who's
final
available.
Pick.
I have 170. Two other picks. All right, so we are now at pick 170. Tyrone Tracy's still there. Hanging on strong. Kamal Haddon.
I mean, it's just
Joe
two
Milton's
picks later, you know.
Wait, what?
Just take
just
a quarterback.
Two picks later, man. How could he not be available?
Yeah, Joe Milton the third at quarterback and Drake Newton at center.
Nugent.
Ted Nugent.
You want to take the center? Why do you want to take the center?
No. You called him Nugent.
Oh, Nugent. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you pulled a Ralph.
Yeah.
All right. Ugh. What do you guys like here?
I don't like any of them.
You need to
chase Jason Champagne likes Tracy.
What? Well, guess what? I'm on the clock and I had the draft.
Wango Tango Center. Take
I guess,
Ted Nugent.
I guess Tracy. Take Tracy.
Ted Nugent.
We are all divided. Okay.
Take Ted Nugent. Yeah. Think of the jokes.
Okay.
I mean, you can go Wango Tango. You can go Stranglehold. You know.
QB. How big is this freaking?
Wasn't Wang Joe Milton pretty good at Tennessee? He was a good quarterback.
I mean, they were
6'4".
Rolling He's there for right. a little bit last year. Weren't
Future
they?
Hall I mean, of Famer Joe Milton.
That's right.
He can't be that much worse than Jake Haner, right?
The devil's advocate. Milton.
I lean Drake Nugent too.
Yeah, that's right.
Doubling down on Michigan interior linemen.
Yeah. That's never doubling down on players from the same school in almost consecutive picks, a la Vaughn and Dunbar, Wake Forest's back.
Vaughn and Dunbar. If he didn't just go full Ralph, like that is the fullest Ralph, only Ralph that's ever been Ralph.
How is it you don't remember Stanley Arno?
Vaughn and Dunbar. Unbelievable.
Wait. Wasn't it Arno?
It was.
No, it was Arno and Dunbar. And
Super Bowl
they
champion
like,
no. Stanley Arno. Anyway. And the Saints, and they went Jonathan
Danley
Sullivan.
Arno and what was it? Chip Vaughn? What was it?
Chip Vaughn. That's right. Chip Vaughn.
The Saints have done
the Wake Forest dynamic duo.
Yeah, they went.
Didn't they do it like one? Like there was.
They
one
did it with Jonathan Sullivan and John Stinchcomb.
Yeah, so it does not work out well when they go back to back.
Well,
same schools.
Let's go, Tom. Let's give us the pick.
All right. With the 170th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Kamal Haddon, cornerback from Tennessee.
You know, when you have a chance.
His face is what I think of this draft.
If when you have a chance,
his face,
grab
this poor man
two corners and not take a tackle.
Well, because we're
not
getting,
take a wide receiver.
I took a guard.
We went
best available, baby. This isn't about what you need. This is about what's out there and what we can get.
Well, don't worry. There'll be plenty of needs next year.
Have I said on this show,
a new quarterback, and we'll have a good foundation to build on.
Have I said on this show yet that I hate this draft?
Yes.
I mean,
I got one pick
about
left.
To quit too. Live on air.
I got one pick. Are we doing the 175th pick too?
Thomas, are we or not?
We have the graphic only.
I hope PFF gave you a. What
Joe Milton deferred?
I picked Joe Milton with pick 175. Okay, all A's. All of these picks were A's.
Oh, God.
Not even a single B. Overall grade A. So let me ask you a question. So Pro Football Focus. Stop, Ralph. Pro Football for Focus is a website that Kevin respects.
That Kevin respects
and uses. That a lot of people respect and use, and I would assume they spend their entire lives working on these grades and all this kind of stuff. So I want to know how the three of you who don't like this draft, I want to hear you insult Pro Football Focus for giving this draft an A, because obviously you're saying you know more than the experts because they gave this draft an A.
No, I watched Cam Irvin play tackle, and I watched Andres Pete play tackle.
Hatchet John says all these A's are lies. So look, right. as far as I'm concerned, I'm innocent. I've got these A's. I'm innocent. You got to prove me guilty. So start going. What do you got? I got A's. I'm innocent. Prove me guilty. Give me something to work with here.
Hang on.
Tell me how the people at Pro Football Focus are wasting.
I thought I would be allowed to talk and offer a rebuttal. I thought I was going to be allowed to talk and offer a rebuttal. This is fake. This is fake PFF news. That's what this is. This is fake PFF news. These draft numbers, I don't know where they got these grades. I don't know. Many people are saying on the streets that these A's were bought and paid for on a laptop being hidden by Hunter Biden. I'm just saying that's what this is. That's all. I have some good friends in the East, the Far East, the Southeast, the Mideast, the East. They're telling me this was a fraudulent draft. We shouldn't have listened to this man, and yet all these people are saying, who are you going to listen to? Who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to the GMs? Are you going to listen to the coaches? Are you going to listen to the draft experts? No. I know what to do. I know how to draft, and that's what we're going to do. The Big East as well. Many friends in the Big East, and yet this man, Dave Coolio, he made a bad draft, and history will judge him unkindly for it. And I have to stand by that.
Yeah, Andrew, you have a lot of work next week to clean up my draft, which may or may not have been bad, but at least I fixed the tackle problem, and Dave's draft, which...
I don't know. I'm honestly feeling pretty relaxed. Yeah, like, I just need to mail it in, and I feel like I could turn in a better product than this.
So, I mean, this is awful.
An abomination.
I want to say, listener and Vince in Maine sent us a signed Deuce McAllister jersey. So we're going to raffle that thing off. Weekly MVPs get their shot at having a signed jersey from a Saints legend. Thomas, quick donations update before we get to trivia.
Yeah, Hatchet John is still in the lead. Your boy Allen right behind him. And we are a little bit more than 70 buckaroos away from your second drink.
All right. By the way. All right. Remind
people, what's the second drink again?
The second drink is Dr. McGillicuddy's menthol mint.
Menthol mint.
Menthol mint. So, it's disgusting. But
all right. Well, anyway, best draft ever.
No. Well, I mean, God.
I'm going to. Thomas.
Write
this ticket. Take a note of this. When we do our reviews for next year, I just want to go run down my draft list and see how good everybody did and see if it just
Thomas,
in general and see
Thomas,
if
I know. I know you're in the lab working really hard to get us a three-peat for the Louisiana Sports Writers Podcast of the Year. I know you're working hard in the lab. Whatever you think, burn this tape. Don't add it to the award submission. What's the trivia, Thomas?
Before trivia, thanks to Budrich for 100 bits. The sponsor of the trivia, also, by the way. And the trivia question is, let me play the music first also.
Ooh.
Outside of quarterback, which position have the Saints not drafted in the first two rounds in 20 plus years?
That's a great question, Kevin.
They drafted a punter.
We can eliminate running back.
Yeah, punter.
We can eliminate fullback.
Kicker.
Why? When have they drafted a running back in the last 20 years in the first two rounds?
Reggie Bush.
Oh, that's right. Fullback.
Oh, wait. Oh, first two rounds. Oh.
Fullback.
Wait, did they draft the kicker in the first two rounds?
No.
No. So we're trying to eliminate positions here.
Linebacker.
So Erkslavin was picked, so we can rule out punter.
No, but that's 20. It's 20 plus years.
Right?
No. Wait, linebacker.
Erkslavin's been drafted in the last 20 plus years.
They drafted Courtney Watson in round two, but that's right around the 20-year window.
Wait a minute. Wait.
This question doesn't make sense.
Well, we took Stephon Anthony in the first round. So
that's right.
Point of clarification. Point of clarification.
What does 20 plus years mean?
Because it's the plus that's throwing us off. Is it?
Yes. Correct.
What year are we starting this at?
Yeah.
So it's got to be 2000. Let's say 2020. I would say tight end. Like, they haven't picked tight ends in the first couple of rounds.
What about Irv Smith? Irv Smith was a first-round pick.
Yeah, but that was, in the 90s, man. That was,
Wait, I don't understand. That was 20-plus years ago, though.
Correct. Mm. Right. That's what I'm trying to ascertain here.
Yeah.
Is Budrich in the chat? Can he clarify?
Yeah. Or
can Thomas 1980. Clarify?
He's saying 1980. I don't know what that means, but...
Yeah, I don't know. So,
wouldn't you say 40? Poorly worded question here, Budrich. Come on.
Nioli, they picked a guard. Wide receiver, they've picked, a bunch.
Wes Carroll.
Yeah.
What about tight end?
Irv Smith.
Irv Smith, we just said. Okay. Safety, no. Kenny Vaccaro.
Corner?
No, Lattimore.
Lattimore.
Okay.
Jenkins.
Giants, yeah.
And then we do linebacker.
They picked McCoy, center. They picked him, so that's out center.
And then they picked Cedric Ellis.
Running back?
Oh no, Reggie.
Reggie, yeah.
And Ingram.
Yeah.
Right, and Ingram. Yeah, shit.
Fullback?
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. Thomas, this question is very poorly worded.
Well, I'm going to say fullback.
Yeah,
why is it poorly worded, man? Come on.
It's poorly worded. Hey, give us the answer. I'm mad at Butters. Just,
stop
this
whining
question is,
like a little baby.
Hold on. I want to guess. Right. I would say fullback and...
there's only one answer. I don't think there's multiple answers.
Yeah. That's one answer, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be fullback, I guess.
Yeah. So is fullback the final answer?
I'm going to say tight end.
I mean, is long snapper a choice?
Yeah. Mm. So tight end is my answer. Go ahead, Thomas. Give us the answer.
All right. Let's see who was right.
Oh, yes. Tight end.
I'm not going to play Cleveland. Any sound because Ralph was right and Andrew wasn't.
I guess Cam Cleveland, 1998, would be the last one, second round.
No, Irv Smith was picked in the first round.
Yeah, but he's earlier. Irv Smith is like early.
Cam Cleveland in 1998. I don't get the question. In the second round.
That was 20 plus years ago.
I didn't understand the question. Yeah. So anyway. So
that makes sense. Jimmy Graham was taken in the third round, right?
It's right.
Yeah.
So yeah, that squares. Yeah, Cleland and Irv Smith were really the last two tight ends they have taken in the first two rounds. So that makes sense.
The only thing I think about Cam Cleland is that he got a sack of quarters to the face.
A detached retina was the injury.
That's right.
Oh shit! Fullback. Fullback in the year 2000, Terrell Smith.
In the year 2000.
Wait, what draft? What round though? Fourth or fifth, right?
Oh shit! Yeah, the fourth round.
Yeah,
fourth round. Yeah.
Damn it.
So Thomas,
he was the team's second pick.
Oh wow.
He was good too.
He was.
Yeah, he stayed there for 9 years.
He got a second contract.
Who was the second pick in the 1999 draft?
None.
Carney was drafted. What round was Carney?
I don't know. Who was the third pick in the 1990 draft?
Nobody.
Who was the fourth pick in the 1990 draft?
Thomas, give us finger guns.
Kill me.
I can't get over this draft. Your draft, Dave. I can't get over
all A's. All A's. Ralph, I don't understand. Like, these people make these grades for a living and then feed their families, and you're insulting them.
This is upsetting.
These PFF people make it their life's work, and you're just shitting all over. This is what an insult.
Theo Johnson. If I manage to, you know, through some machinations, get picks in the early 100s, and I grab Theo Johnson at say pick 120. I'll get a much lower grade because they have him rated somewhere in the 150 mark. So if I grab him at, say, 119, I'm going to get a much lower grade because they interpret that as reaching.
And
so
also, it's a bad pick.
You've got guys that are falling to you through some sort of weird luck of the Irish thing where you got like a horseshoe wedged up your ass and you got some people that are falling to you. So therefore, it becomes an A. Oh, this guy that was rated higher on our board fell to Dave 5 spots later. Therefore, it's a great pick. Never mind the fact that it's not a position of need. Whatever.
So you're saying don't draft best available.
I'm saying you gotta think of needs
I don't know.
You gotta think needs a little bit.
No,
not sure.
Just get good players.
Thank you, Andrew.
Always and forever.
Then you're on my side for this draft, Andrew.
Your players suck. So no, I'm not.
They were the best available. I picked the best available players at the time that
solve
I was
your
able
problems
to pick.
With aggression.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I think. You have to be aware.
It's okay to agree with me sometimes, Andrew. You're not going to like just spontaneously combust.
You might.
You know, like it's okay. It's okay. You're not going to go to hell. You can sometimes agree with me.
My Catholic guilt does not allow me to agree with you.
And everything will be fine.
Dave Noel Alfredo says Dave chased the pretty girl Bowers and it cost him his t-shirt empire. Thank you. Noel Alfredo. Thomas,
you got the 2,000 square foot shop.
If I had taken, and I this is maybe, well, no, this is for everybody. If I had taken Olufoshinu in the first round instead of Brock Bowers and the rest of the draft was the same, does that change everything?
No, I just want to
change everything. I took a tackle.
I took a guard.
Instead of saying it was a terrible draft, I say it was a bad draft after Fashanu.
I want to just yell at you. That's what I
want. Why you
wanted? Wait. You wanted me to take TJ Tampa in the second round.
Yeah, out of what I saw.
What do you mean? That's what I was dealing with.
TJ Tampa was that was your best.
Different board.
Look,
did I have other players to choose from that you were looking at than I was looking at?
Yes, look, you did.
Dave, if you want honesty, you know I've been drinking a little bit. Maybe it's a truth serum, but there's very little that you could have done in this exercise where I would have celebrated it, just because it's you.
That's all right.
The best pick you did was TJ Tampa.
Feel a little better.
The best pick you did was TJ Tampa. That's the best pick. All right, Thomas, take it to the top so I can give the people finger guns.
You already did, man.
I did that. All right, give us the first question then. I didn't hear it.
Damn, so many questions this week compared to last week. I'm proud of you guys. Okay, first question.
We'll get to them all. We'll do a mailbag. All the questions, we use them eventually, we promise. What's first up?
TJ Does Tampa says, your boy Alan in the chat. Okay, first question from CDWPT95. He asks, which Saints player, past or present, or any professional athlete, do you think wouldn't heed the warnings yesterday and stared right into the eclipse?
Well, CD Deuce put him at the top of the list. Yes.
Oh, damn.
CD Deuce 100% would stare into the eclipse.
Yeah.
Without why? Basically, the question is which
Kyrie
current or present or past Saints player is an idiot, right? Is that essentially kind of?
I feel like Michael Thomas.
Like, I feel like Heath Shuler. He locked on a receivers. He would have locked on to the eclipse. Like Danny Werfel did that too.
Dude, Danny Werfel. Like
Lattimore.
Maybe.
Don't shoot your dick off.
Me, yeah.
Don't stare into the sun during the eclipse.
Junior Gallet. Who else, Kevin? Junior Gallet.
So I've got two here, and one of them is based off of a suggestion by Noel Lafredo. He said Jeremy Shockey. I could see somebody telling Jeremy Shockey not to stare at the sun, and him being like staring at the sun, going, "Oh, you think you're bigger than me?"
Yeah. Jeremy Shockey is in Vegas at the time of the eclipse, then 100%.
100%.
Hear me out. We have a former player who is, say, partaking in a early afternoon Williams. Game of badminton.
Oh.
And he's playing against a real tall guy, and the guy comes up and spikes the shuttlecock down at him. His neck jerks up and permanently gets stuck looking up for the next 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. And he has no glasses available, so his face is permanently locked up in the direction of the sun. That player's name, with such terrible luck, you guessed it, Ted Gregory.
I was like, where is he going with this?
Is he gonna do Chase Young?
Now if only he could sit forward and talk into the mic, that'd be great.
Yeah, so what's
you
next?
Almost heard me.
What's next, Thomas?
Yeah,
what's
just
next,
not well.
Thomas? What's next, Thomas?
All right, next question from Saints Rabbit, the usual suspect. Who should the Saints hire, real or fictional, dead or living, to handle all communications on behalf of Dennis Allen?
Oh, this is a great question.
Oh,
Norm MacDonald, final answer.
That's what?
Yes.
What? That is terrible. I was thinking somebody like... what the hell show was that with...
Sean Payton.
That actually...
Patrick John says Paul Heyman.
Heyman. Not Heyman. Good God.
I watched wrestling. I watched WrestleMania for the first time in 25 years. My son's into the wrestling. Pat McAfee sucks. The matches were amazing. Rock was on the roids. He was looking great.
This is a real answer.
McDonald would be awesome. He'd be like, you know what sucks? Losing a football game. Yeah. That really sucks. And no, then he would just, you know, the punchline would be somewhere like 5 minutes later, but like he would take the media on this ride, and it would be equally painful, like DA is, but at least you'd be like in on the, if you were in on the joke, it would be funny the whole way.
I think that is fucking stupid. Wake up.
This dude.
Dusty Rhodes. That's my answer.
Mm.
I was going to say, I was getting more serious with this. I was going to say, like, he needs somebody who's well-versed in PR. I was going to go with, like, Kerry Washington from Scandal, like Olivia Pope in Scandal. Like, you know, somebody who wants to perfectly craft your public persona, you know, knows exactly how to talk to the media, tells you when to shut up, when to say something, all that kind of stuff.
What about Cam Jordan?
Well, Cam Jordan should just be the coach.
Noel Afredo says you get The Rock, and he would just tell Arthur Smith to shut up, bitch, at the end of the season.
He'd probably make a few jokes that would be a little untoward, and then
he'd be paying a lot of fines to Goodell. Yeah.
I think I'm changing my pick to Cam Jordan. Just let him speak for DA.
Yeah.
I will say that the person who should handle all communication for the Saints, Twitter, Facebook, written press releases, public speaking, whatever, Cormac McCarthy.
Oh, my God.
What?
Zero punctuation.
Oh, my God.
Except for the occasional period. You have no idea what's going on. You have to read it two or three times to really understand it. Oh, and then by the time you've done that, he's out the room. There's no follow-up question. There's nothing to bother him about.
Author, all the pretty horses.
Mm-hmm.
Blood Meridian. Well, the road and Blood Meridian, an evening redness in the West.
Well, I read all the pretty horses.
Read the road, Dave. I tell you what, how come you three guys, fathers, and not a one of you has read the road?
I read it, man.
I don't.
How come the two single guys with no kids have read the road, and the three married guys with kids haven't?
Why?
What's wrong with you?
It's the Saints 2024 season, Dave. It's sadness upon sadness upon sadness. Where we're heading if they draft.
Basically, at the end of the 2024 season, especially if we take your goddamn draft, your son's going to be looking up at you in week 17 going, are we the good guys, Dad? Are we still holding the fire? Do we still have the fire, Dad?
Meanwhile,
you're going to have a horrific gash in your leg. Right. You're going to be bleeding out in section whatever the hell it is at the 50-yard line. Dying a slow, painful death, and you're going to be telling your kid to go wander off with the last can of Coke in existence.
Rain.
I hope 1 year from now we're doing a review podcast and all these players are on the track for Hall of Fame.
What's next, Thomas?
we will do it.
What's next?
A little sneak peek.
We should do a whole episode just on. What the fuck? What the hell is going on? My watch just started playing music. We should do a whole review episode just on our. Can we do that next week?
We will do that. But on daily shows.
Can we review our mock drafts from last year? Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Yeah.
All right. What's next, Thomas? What's next?
We will. We will.
All right. Next question from Aldi Mourinho. A long one. He asks. If there was a Saints version of the classic board game Operation, what would be some of the game piece names? Some of the current pieces include Brain Freeze, Funny Bone, Butterfly in the Stomach, Wrenched Ankle, Water
mesh,
on the Knee.
Mesh Surgery Groin would be on there, right?
You stole mine, The mesh. You got to get the
some
mesh.
With soft,
get
soft them... tissue.
You gotta get mesh. Gotta have a finger. You got Davenport's finger.
You gotta put the deer antler spray on the knee. The deer antler spray is part of the medicine.
Yeah. let's see. You gotta have a gun where the penis is. Don't shoot your dick off.
I mean, between Carr and And Drew Brees, the rib injury is becoming
the rib,
yeah,
oh, definitely,
you know, a big one the for the quarterback. The cracked rib, cracked multiple rib. Cracked ribs.
Oh, you got to have the Liz Frank.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
on the toe, on the foot.
Yeah,
gotta have Liz.
I like
Frank.
Your boy Allen's. For you could have the mouth open and you could just be dropping a W in there,
eating the W, eating the W. Yeah,
and a crab leg.
Jameis.
Turf toe. Oh, that's a
Schooler
reference.
Chief, yeah, turf toe. Gotta have
I mean, if you're going to go historical Saints, you got detached retina, you got turf toe.
Right, detached retina. Nick Fairley's heart.
You got so, hernia.
Michael Thomas's ankle.
Sports hernia.
What was the issue? What was the issue with Olin Krutz?
Besides the fact that he almost punched Drew Brees in the face?
His brain.
your boy Allen says the Mario Bates, the jaw wired shut.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Delvin Bro's broken leg.
Yeah. Oh, Delvin Bro's, his neck.
His neck was before the Saints, but Delvin Bro's not broken leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you take it out and you think you've done it correct, but it still buzzes. I love this.
Dave, damn. From the other room.
I love this.
Holy
the
shit.
Saints operation.
The game could be sponsored by Ochsner and you get to play it once and then it just burns, sets fire to itself.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. You boy, Alan, Chase Young neck. Yeah. It's amazing. Saints
Apple. That's on the new. That's on the new expansion pack. You got to buy the expansion pack for that.
Yeah. What's next, Thomas?
All right, final question of the show belongs to Butteridge. And he asks, who would be the worst person for Loomis to take draft advice from out of the four of you all?
Well,
Dave Cariello, final answer.
Yeah, when I saw this question earlier today, I thought, boy, we're just racing. I'm racing to the podium to scream Ralph's name.
Yes.
But my God, Dave. God.
It's clearly me because...
Now, wait a minute. I don't get this, okay? Because, yes, PFF doesn't take into account need. And they still gave me an A. Ralph took into account need, and they still gave him a C+. And you think that's better than my draft? That's crazy.
Well, to be fair, I traded three picks and reached for a tackle. And they hated that.
This is some recency.
No, I'll say I'm the worst person because, as Andrew can attest, like, if a player that I like gets anywhere near pick 14, I will mortgage everything for them. Like
are you really giving Mickey Loomis advice, or are you just empowering Mickey with his own thoughts?
No, I'm like the bad angel on his shoulder. Mickey has these thoughts, but I'm like gasoline to the fires. Like if neighbors got to like pick 8, I'd be like, Mickey, trade it up, get neighbors, do it. Ali Marini said, I'm like his drunk crippled angel on his shoulder. I just pop up and I'm like, do it, Mickey.
I don't know how other Saints fans feel, but if the Saints picked neighbors and they traded up to get him, like I would almost excuse any horrific record this year. And when fans would trace it back and be like, you see, we should have waited until 14 and taken a tackle. The season was a disaster. I'd be like, what are you talking about, man? Neighbors has 74 catches this year. He's awesome. Yeah. So, I would drink the Kool-Aid.
I could get over them trading up for neighbors, and they're like, the Saints traded the 2025 first, the 2026 second, the 2029 third. I could get over it for neighbors.
Yeah.
Noel Afredo says, like, I wouldn't hate it, but I wouldn't love it. You would hate it for about 4 seconds, and then you'd see those neighbors highlight and you'd be like, you'd be all in.
What's important to realize,
the thing is, I think I'm about to say what Kevin's about to say, but the Saints need to stop trading up. They need to stop giving up assets. Like that. Yeah, good luck with that, man. They're not good anymore. We need bodies.
Yes.
Is that what you were about to say, Kevin?
No. I mean, I think the important thing to realize is that the best person Loomis could listen to for advice would be this guy right here.
That's right.
Kevin. Mm.
This guy.
Mm. Yeah, he's right. He was.
Interesting.
We need bodies.
Trade down.
We need the bodies.
Just once. Just like once, even if it's like in the fourth round or whatever, just one time, Mickey could trade.
Kevin, if you were in the draft room, would you be comfortable tackling Mickey Loomis?
No, because I'm sure I would be beaten to a pulp by about five or six people and hit with God only knows what they could get their hands on.
Mickey Loomis is not a young man. Elderly.
I'd be hauled out of the room. I'd honestly be hauled out of the draft room and out of Airline Highway like that guy in Casino who kept his damn boots on the table.
Okay, let's say in this hypothetical that it's just you and Mickey and Jeff Ireland, the three of you in a room, and you're collaborating and you're making decisions together, the three of you, about who to pick for the Saints. How violent, how much of your wrestling moves that you use in your, you know, wrestling stuff would you apply in the Saints draft room?
The DDT.
Knowing that there's no bodyguard. And
it's choreographed.
If you knew he was going to trade up to stop
it. Kevin doesn't actually know how to fight.
I mean, the problem with that is Mickey won't be cooperating if I go to take him down or anything like that, or go to pick him up.
Follow up question. Does Mickey get the script for the fight beforehand?
That's the problem. You can't call it in the back if we're already in the back trying to do the draft. So really all I'm going to be able to do is just cut promos on him and insult his intelligence and whatever else I can think of.
Cut the phone lines.
To try and browbeat him into not doing anything stupid.
You got to cut the phone.
You're going to be like, hey, Kevin, I got this guy named Dave. He sells T-shirts. He's telling me I should take the best guy available, and according to our board, the best guy available is this cornerback here. And I'm just going to like, where are you hearing that? Is he on your phone? And he's going to hold up his phone, and I'm just going to smack the shit out of it out of his hand and say, now listen to me. I'm going to grab him by his lapels and just shake the shit out of him and just be like, now you listen to me, you old shit. Have we drafted a tackle yet? Yes. How many other players have we taken? Have you considered taking another tackle? Have you considered taking an edge defender? Have you considered taking a wide receiver who can compete for it to be the solid number two on this team? And run through this entire list of what we need. And then finally,
I took an edge defender.
What were you going to say, Andrew?
I was going to ask you, how likely is it that there's a scenario where they're in this draft room and Kevin makes advice to Mickey Loomis to trade down or whatever, and
he laughs at him,
and he just gets thrown out of the room.
Yeah, that's likely.
That's very likely.
Very likely.
More likely is, that's great, Kevin. I just traded next year's one.
Okay. How likely is it that Kevin gets so annoying about trading down that Mickey Loomis trades up even more than he normally
would? That's it. That's it.
Out of spite.
He pays double to move up four spots.
Just, he goes full Ditka.
You tried to get cute. Now look what you did.
Yeah. Thomas, before we get out of here, give us the final MVP tally.
Okay, thanks for everyone who donated. We are on a 36-week donation goal streak. Thanks to Budrich, to Jason Champagne, to Nikolai, to your boy Alan, and to the MVP, who's back for the fourth time this draft season. Who is? Only the VIP, Hatchet John.
Thank you, Hatchet John. You're the best.
Damn.
Thanks. Go ahead, Thomas. Go ahead.
No, I just said, damn, come on, man.
No, I was going to say thanks to everybody for donating. We can't do this without you. Get excited about the draft. Get excited about the show. People that listen to the free version, we appreciate you too. Go to Saints Happy Hour and become a patron. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting Saints Happy Hour. Become a patron. We can't do this without you guys. Support everybody that supports the show. They make this happen. Join our community. We can get bigger. We can have more fun. Thanks to Dave, Andrew, Kevin, Thomas, the best producer on earth, running the show back in Poland. Remember, kids, if you're going to support a Saints podcast, support the one that wins awards. And until next time, the bar is closed.